with SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The head of the European Council has called on EU countries to shift their economies to a war footing.
Charles Michel's warning is stark. If Europe does not give Ukraine enough support to stop Russia, he argues, the EU will be its next target. Moscow, he said, was continuing to try to destabilize Moldova, the Western Balkans, the South Caucasus and parts of Africa. Mr. Michel accused the Kremlin of spreading blatant lies to try to convince Europeans that the war in Ukraine didn't concern them. The EU, he stressed, had to take responsibility for its own security and not remain at the mercy of election cycles in the US.
BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt reporting. A divided Supreme Court has lifted a stay on a Texas law that gives police broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally, while a legal battle over immigration authority plays out. The Biden administration is suing to strike down the measure, arguing it's a clear violation of federal authority that would hurt international relations and create chaos in administering immigration law. Texas argues it has a right to take action over an ongoing crisis at the southern border. The latest on the Israeli-Hamas war, correspondent Joe Fetterman reports, if Israel invades Rafah, that will hurt the chances of a ceasefire deal.
Hovering over this latest round of talks is Israel's promised invasion of Rafah, the last Hamas stronghold in Gaza. This is a town along the Egyptian border where hundreds of thousands, roughly 1.5 million Palestinian civilians, have moved for shelter. Qatar says that if Israel goes ahead with its ground invasion of Rafah, it would set back those ceasefire efforts.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 320 points. This is SRN News. A battle over the state Supreme Court is brewing in Ohio. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
And that could have an effect on how the state handles abortion. The Ohio Supreme Court's 4-3 Republican majority could flip to the Democrats' favor in the fall if the party sweeps the three seats up for election this year. Democrats will be defending two seats while a third one is open. The judges are expected to shape how a voter-approved amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution will be implemented. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Women's rights advocates are watching carefully now that more than a dozen college athletes have filed a lawsuit against the NCAA over transgenderism. The plaintiffs accused the NCAA of violating their Title IX rights by allowing a man to compete at the Women's National Swimming Championships in 2022. The lawsuit details the shock the female athletes felt when a man shared his locker room with them. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street notched another record high as traders wait to hear what the Federal Reserve will do with interest rates. The S&P 500 shook off an early loss and closed 0.6% higher, beating the all-time high it set last week. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market ahead of the Fed's announcement on Wednesday about where it sees rates ending the year. In a historic move, Japan's central bank raised its benchmark interest rate back to at least zero. The Dow up 320 points to close at 39,110. The Nasdaq gained 63 points to 16,166. The S&P 500 added 29 to 5,178. New York oil rose 75 cents to $83.47 per barrel. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.